What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
It is just a placeholder for Friday. We call it Thursday because we had to give it a name. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is 6:08. Rise and shine. Get your lazy butt up out of bed. It's time to pump it up and get to work. Hey, Jeffrey Epstein, CIA operative. What do you think of that? Right off the bat. Yeah. That's how I'm starting this show.
Really? You're going there?
CIA. Look, it makes sense.
Okay.
The guy got busted before.
Yeah.
He's a pedophile.
Okay.
He gets a slap on the wrist. Well, who the heck does that? You don't get a slap on the wrist for a pedophile and trying to, you know, get pulling girls to work for you. But he got a slap on the wrist first time around.
Okay.
All right. And what's his? You had the prince over there involved. What's his name?
Andrew.
Prince Andrew. Yeah. So there's some involvement there. But how does this case basically just kind of dry up? How do you have this, quote unquote, suicide? Uh-huh. Cameras not working for 1 minute, but the other cameras didn't work the whole time. These guys fall asleep. Look, the conspiracy folks, they're upset because their conspiracy is falling apart. I'm telling you that, and I'm not just trying to stir it up, maybe a little, but really, but it makes sense. CIA, think about it. Okay, so John Brennan, he's a dirty dog.
Yeah.
He's under investigation now. Is there anything he wouldn't do? I mean, he collaborated basically with Jim Comey, basically throwing an election or trying to, basically a coup.
Sure.
Against Donald Trump. I mean, these should be treasonous charges against them. So what wouldn't they do? Would they operate and have an operator, I guess you'd say, like Jeffrey Epstein? That way, what do? They collect information about all sorts of people. Politicians, very powerful, wealthy people, you know, people that have a lot of influence. And now they have some dirt on them. They take them to this island, and now they have dirt on them. Hmm. But they never wanted Epstein to be exposed as a CIA agent because then it shows, oh, the CIA was aware the guy was a pedophile and he was actively engaging in pedophilia? No, they could never have that kind of damage. So he had to go away, and, you know, pretty quickly, which he did. Slap on the wrist first time. Hey, be careful. Okay. He's got all these people. I'm not even hearing about the flight logs anymore, are you?
No.
Bondi should have said,
no.
Yeah, we don't have, you know, a client list per se, but we still have the flight logs, and we're going to take, you know, a deeper dive into that or whatever. She didn't even say that.
Basically, all we have now are downloaded videos. He's not in any of them. It was strictly stuff that he downloaded about with child porn that he had. Mm-hmm. That's basically all we have right now.
Do we know if that there could be any adults in those videos that could be identified or...
It sounds like everything he has now is just stuff he got offline.
Okay.
That's what they're telling us.
Well...
Now, does that mean that the other stuff got cleaned up before this administration came in?
Again, if he was CIA, what would the CIA do? They would clean that up. That's what they do. They don't want to leave a trail. You know, clandestine, undercover, quiet, covert, get it? Look, it's as good as anything you're going to get because it's hard to explain any other way. Why would he be so important? Why would he be so important? Hmm. Why do we generally care? Because something's not right, and you can feel it in your gut. Something's not right. I think he was, CIA or whatever. Somebody will go, he's absolutely never CIA. Oh, okay, so NSA, or give me a bunch of alphabets. There's like 17 clandestine different spook operations going on, 17 at least. And it also could have to do with moving money around. There's lots of uses for a guy who put himself in that kind of position. But the most important thing was you can never have a trail that leads back to your handlers. So, again, maybe I'm just stirring it up, but you know there's something there. You know that very powerful people were involved in some of these nefarious activities. We know that.
Sure.
We just don't know exactly who and what occurred, but we know something occurred. And our gut, you know, this is the time when you say, look, my brain has put all of this together, and maybe not like AI, you know, can't, push the entire storyline perfectly, but you know something's wrong. You just know there is, and you know this is not just your average run-of-the-mill sick puppy. It's more than that. All right. Look, and the only reason, well, one of the reasons why you'd want to bring this up is... It goes right into and dovetails right into what I've been saying for a long time, is that our intelligence gathering apparatus is out of control, or at least parts of it very much are. I mean, if you go right up to the very top, and John Brennan was the head of the CIA, this guy couldn't be more of a liar, more of a weasel than he is. So how many rogue agents, or maybe... I don't know if you'd consider them rogue if they're doing what the director tells them to do. I mean,
that's different.
And when you're an operative, they tell you what your mission is. You don't go, well, let me think about this. This seems like, you know, constitutionally, I could be in. No, you're a secret agent. You do what we tell you to do, or you could die an untimely death. It just
accidents happen.
Yeah, they do, even in some of the most secure jail cells in the world. Apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. And Brennan, good. I mean, I hope they really go after him full force, because there is plenty there without even digging deep into what the things I'm referring to right now. Hey, digging deep, saving some lives, and 31 construction workers were rescued when an underground industrial tunnel they were working on collapsed in L.A. Wednesday night. Somehow, some way, how the Democrats going to make this Trump's fault? You've got a disaster, and somehow they've got to make Trump at fault for this. We'll see how they twist it around.
Now they're trying.
All right, but they're rescued, and they're going to be all right, so that's good. That is definitely a good one. Woo! Coming up later on, 9 o'clock hour, Alachua County Sheriff's Office. We'll talk to Captain Chris Sims about local goings-on in terms of crime, law enforcement, etc. We'll get to all that. We've got plenty to talk about. Of course, President Trump In the headlines, details on that coming up. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:21. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's Thursday. We're going to get there. We're going to make it to the weekend. Hang in there. Greg was telling me earlier about all these AI fake celebrity photos. They're at the flood. They're working at the flood and all that. Yeah, tell me about that, Greg.
Well, it's in particular, you'll see like pictures of Blake Shelton and Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson. They're all there. They're donating, you know, $3 million, and you see them in the boat or they're carrying the boxes, and it's all fake. You've got several of these websites, and they all have nice, really cool names that might even have America in the title.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're just doing it for clickbait. But what bothers me is so many people spread them thinking they're real without doing any homework their own. One, if you look at the pictures close enough, you can tell they're not. But it's just so frustrating because it seems like conservatives are the bad ones because they want to spread good news and all that kind of thing. But it just kind of makes us look bad, I think.
Well, I wonder what the purpose is, because many of these celebrities do give an awful lot of charity to charity. They roll up their sleeves. They are involved in a lot of these things, tragedies, etc.
Yeah.
I mean, we know that, and that's a great thing.
Yes.
And when they are doing good things, hey, you know, spread the word. I'm all about that. That's fine. But what it would be the purpose of faking it?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Other than
you got to gain followers, you got to get more clicks.
Yep, more shares.
And it becomes frustrating because it look
most of them are fake.
Yes, and what in this look? It's not a who cares one way or another. In to some level.
Sure.
But so what else is going to be or is being faked?
Exactly.
Again, harder to be, to find the truth tellers. And, you know, every once in a while, some of these smaller, like, little websites and stuff like that, they could make breaking news, you know? Mm-hmm. They could do some investigative reporting and all that. So you don't want to discount them right off the bat because they're not a major,
right,
you know, news outlet. You don't want to do that. But, yeah, there's so many of these fake things popped up. You know, they got me with the UF and thinking Tebow. Tim Tebow's going to be the athletic director. And I did. I thought about it, and I thought, well, you know what? He just had a baby. He wants to, maybe he does want to stay closer to home and have more of a regular 9-to-5 mm-hmm. job, not having to fly all over.
Yeah.
That's, you know, current work does. So I thought, yeah, it's believable. It was from some Gator fan type thing.
They look real. Yep.
And I got sucked in. And ever since then now, I hate all of those sites.
Well, because so many of them are fake. And again, they have, several of them have like this really cool Americana sounding name. And then you, but if you go look at the site, people, before you share, it will even tell you, this is satire.
We
all
really?
Know about Babylon Bee. That's, and we all know that by now, kind of. But these other ones, some of them will tell you they're satire, and some just don't. These AI ones, they just spread the stuff.
Remind me about Babylon Bee and something I saw, and I have to look for it. But it made me, it's one of those where it just hits you and makes you laugh, and I'll find it.
It is sarcasm.
Yes,
and if you think in that mode, you're like, yeah, right, where these others are just spreading false information.
No, when they clearly, you know, it's satire, you can find humor in it. That's why I would, you know, follow something like that. But no, these other ones are trying to come off as fully legit, and they're not. They're totally not. Fake. I just, fake. Hey, here's a California cop, and we brought to you this story some time ago. Maybe it was as far back as May. But it's a California cop. See if you remember this. California cop. And she was involved in arrest, and she kind of bumped her head, basically. All right. City of Westminster in California. And, you know, she just bumped her head, but then made it into a minor head abrasion to saying, oh, yeah, she had a serious brain injury, et cetera, et cetera. And anyway, she was ripping off. Her employer, former California cop, allegedly collected $600,000 on full disability leave.
Yes.
Remember this?
Yes.
While taking vacations at Disneyland, going to music festivals. And her name is Nicole Brown. Ironic.
Wow.
But anyway, so now Westminster, they're going to sue her for all of that, breach of the public trust, et cetera, et cetera. They want everything, repayment of all disability, medical payments, benefits, other funds. She faces prison time, some serious prison time possibly. So one of the newer developments in this has to do with her stepfather.
Okay.
All right. And the 39-year-old received help in conceiving the alleged scheme from her stepfather, Peter Gregory Schumann, an attorney who practices in workers' compensation.
What a coincidence. Not.
He's 57.
Wow.
He did all the talking, apparently, for Nicole Brown in meetings with Westminster PD officials and oversaw his stepdaughter's admission into an inpatient center for individuals with traumatic brain injuries.
And then let's go to Disney.
So now Schumann, okay, he's charged with two felonies linked to the alleged scheme. They carry a maximum 8 years in state prison. He could also face the loss of his license to practice law.
He should.
If found guilty. Yeah. So, yes, 600 grand she racked up.
Yep.
Disneyland.
How do you expect not to get caught when you're that blatant and stupid? Maybe stupid is the word, I guess.
If she hadn't done all those brazen activities, she might have been able to get away with it, because apparently, like, when they did have her on video, she's got all the lights out. She says, I'm super sensitive to lights and stuff. I mean, he wrote the script for her, allegedly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but they got caught.
Yep.
Good.
Busted.
Every once in a while, we'll get a good bust. All right. The trans athletes, they were still competing in California. They're breaking the law. They're going to be sued. We'll talk about it coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 6:28. Happy Thursday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. 6:37, Bob Rose Show rolling. Greg Cassidy is here. Catch up on a few things real quick. Greg,
yeah,
you
yeah,
raised your hand.
Yes, I did, because it's a sky traffic alert. Again, I mentioned it a few minutes ago, but may have gotten by you. Gainesville, Wilson Road, right there at I-75. Westbound lane is going to be closed for a while. I got a serious accident there, so I would try to just avoid that area if you can for a
and
bit.
And it might be for a while.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, hang in there, peeps.
Yep.
All right, Russia continued its nearly weekly streak of breaking the record for the largest air raid of its war against Ukraine, now launching nearly 750 strikes overnight. This is not what happened a day or two ago. This is fresh. All right, prompting NATO to scramble fighter jets to protect European airspace from rogue munitions. Ukraine says it largely defeated a mammoth Russian air raid overnight into Wednesday, with its Air Force saying in a statement that Moscow launched nearly 750 drones and missiles against its territory near the city of Lutsk, L-U-T-S-K, Lutsk. Anyway, the regional administrator said last night, came under massive attack once again, and almost everything was directed at that city. Ukraine said it detected 728 bomb drones and decoys. Wow. Mm. Along with other missiles and stuff. So it's been, the bombardment has definitely been ratcheted up. And obviously President Trump's not happy with Putin, and it appears Putin doesn't really give a
care
rat's backside about it all. All right.
Oh,
so,
man.
And then listen to this. It was the second ship to suffer massive damage and sink from the Houthi attacks in the Red Sea this week. The Houthis made their first swarm attack on Sunday when they used a combination of small arms fire, rocket-propelled grenades, missiles, and remote-controlled boats loaded with explosives.
Wow.
This was going against the Liberian-flagged, Greek-owned bulk carrier Magic Seas. The massive cargo ship caught fire and began taking on water, forcing the crew to abandon the ship. And their nautical terrorism during the Gaza war previously consisted of sporadic missile and drone fire, which generated a great deal of alarm among the shipping companies, but only inflicted severe damage just on a few occasions. Now, the Houthis made a deal with the Trump administration in May to pause their attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea, although they insisted their position on using terrorist violence to support the Palestinians in Gaza had not changed. Hmm. All right, so what are you gonna do about that? Okay, I'll tell you what's okay. gonna be done about that.
All right,
a ground force led by Arab nations, possibly including a force from Yemen, will be necessary to remove the Houthis as a regional threat, according to senior Israeli government official. The Iranian-backed Houthis have continued firing ballistic missiles at Israel, along with, of course, the ships. And despite the ceasefire between Israel and Iran that took place last month. So, and this, look, this is a way for Iran to try to weasel out and say, oh, no, that's not us. Yeah, but they work for you. Mm-hmm. You know, you're their funding source. And yes, now with the Houthis having attacked international shipping, I think the folks in the region are going to say, okay, you stepped over the line, enough is enough. They've had bombing raids, Israel pulled off, but apparently they're not knocking enough of these folks out. But I think that's going to intensify here, especially in the short term. So we'll see about that. We'll continue to follow that. Recently, I had an issue with a company. And I tell you that it's nothing like this woman in California is experiencing. You know, you probably receive, the average person does, you know, a couple of Amazon packages here and there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Sure.
Well, this woman in California, apparently somebody who makes, you know, cheap Chinese seller of stuff, listed her San Jose home as a return address.
Oh.
So when people have a problem.
Right.
And, oh, here's our return address. They're sending all these packages. I mean, wow. Hundreds of packages. This woman identified as Kay in San Jose. The boxes are piled chest high in her yard, have become so numerous she can no longer park her car there. She said it's just been another form of hell. The culprit is a Chinese-based Amazon seller called Luizendanian, which peddles fake leather car seat covers, which apparently fit few of the models they're designed for. So customers by the hundreds have been sending the junk products back. But the unwanted seat covers haven't been going back to wherever this person is located in China.
Yeah.
They've been going to Kay's California driveway. It started out, she thought, well, it's a wrong delivery. But then more boxes were arriving. And then more boxes and weeks turned into months, which became over a year. With more and more parcels showing up at her steps until Kay's stoop was literally buried in boxes.
Wow.
What you see now, she said, is just a fraction because I've refused delivery on more packages than you see here. Wow. I mean, she's got an 88-year-old mother who she can't get out the front door sometimes because of how many boxes are there. All right. But I'll give you my story recently and see if you can't relate to that. And it's frustrating.
Uh-oh.
And these folks can do better, you know? Talk about customer no service.
Uh-oh.
I got customer service, but it still turned out to be no service in a way. I'll explain.
Hmm.
Coming up next on The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and it is Thursday. And The Bob Rose Show podcast is always available wherever you normally download your podcast, simply click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and one of the things Greg does so well is he's always on top of traffic issues, and there's a big one.
Yeah, we're talking about a Sky traffic alert south side of Gainesville. Looking at Southwest Williston Road at I-75. Serious accident there. Got blockage. Avoid Southwest Williston Road at I-75 for a while if you can avoid that.
Yeah, if you can. Heavily traveled, but look for alternative routes because this might be probably blocked for quite some time. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Good morning and happy Thursday. And we've got a lot of things going on. You've got Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Malaysia. In Texas, the flood, 170 now, unaccounted for. Heartbreaking.
That's sad.
And as time ticks away, you know the chance of survival is very, very limited at this point. Just the heartache from the people not knowing. That's got to be awful. Death tolls at like 120. Just a absolutely awful, awful occurrence. So how do I transition to this? You know, my first world problems.
Right.
Well, let me tell you. So, you know, we put a little backyard pool in and looked at the prices of anything in ground, the fiberglass shells or anything like, forget about it. I mean, look, I want to retire at some point. There's no way I could if I built a pool. You know. Anyway, get the above ground pool. Quite happy with it. And it's going to serve our needs. And built a little adjoining like deck. Mm-hmm. So we needed a different kind of ladder. We don't need a ladder to come up from the outside. We need one to go down from the deck.
Right. Makes sense.
Bought a heavy duty like aluminum one. You know, could handle like 500 pounds. But it's very utilitarian. Very, quite uncomfortable, actually. It's kind of meant to be something maybe where you have a dock. And the water level's a little bit lower, and you need to climb out a little bit. Something like that. Anyway, so Betsy wasn't happy with it, and I can't blame her. We ordered this thing. I think it was from a company called Blue Wave, and it's a much wider plastic, steps, which are wider, bigger. The rails are wider, comfortable. You know, it just made sense. It's easy peasy, right?
Right.
So she's working hard on it, putting it all together. And because you know I had a heart attack, right?
Wow.
So she's putting it all together, and it's missing a part. Now, remember, the thing's made out of plastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a molded plastic piece about, I don't know, 4 feet long, let's say.
Okay.
But it's a very critical part of the whole setup. Well, every part probably is because it's made out of plastic. And you put some sand in it, and then the water helps to keep it secure is kind of how it works. So, missing a part. Okay, so Amazon doesn't want to hear from you. They're like, oh, no. You got to get with the vendor.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it. The vendor actually sells those components.
Right.
Reach out to the vendor. And I was put on hold and all this. Now, unbeknownst to me, Betsy had already sent them an email.
Oh.
I didn't know. She said, call them and find out what's going on, but didn't give me the details. Or maybe she did and I wasn't listening. It could be.
What?
Yeah. So anyway, I call, and then eventually it just disconnects.
Okay.
And call again, and then they, you know, it's like perpetual hold or whatever. Then it's next time I call, it says, oh, you can leave a number. We'll call you back. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that.
Sure,
well, they did fairly quickly.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They called me back. So I'm happy. And I'm talking to a real person, and they're speaking English. I'm like, score, score, and double score. And he says, oh, okay, here's what you need to do. Never ask me my name, the order number, the part number, nothing. He says, oh, you just go to, like, you know, warranty@bluewaveorwhatever.com.
Okay.
And just put in the Amazon, like, your receipt or whatever.
Sure.
I'm thinking, I've got a live person on the phone.
Handle it.
Are you telling me, like, oh, this is to protect us from being scammed because people are dying for these plastic parts? Like, do you think I'm going to call back in 3 days and ask for another part?
Ooh.
And I'm going to do that. you know, all summer long. And then by the end of it, I've got like a free one I put together. Like Johnny Cash taking one piece at a time out of the car factory.
Exactly.
And give me a break, because anything you send would be under my name to my address. Mm-hmm. So that would be pretty easy to track. I would think, hey, we sent another piece to this address. Oh, no, scam. But no, you got to go and fall in line and all that. I'm right there on the phone. All you had to do, what's the part number? Okay, you know what? We're going to send that right out to you.
That'd be great.
But no.
That would have been awesome.
Nope, they can't make it easy. Now, does a guy understand that this is your company? Do they understand? Now, I'll never order anything from them again.
Right.
Because I'm quite irritated. Mm-hmm. And look, they can blame Amazon. Oh, well, it was a damaged box, whatever. We can't control that. I get it. You can't. But here I am calling and asking you to rectify it. Mm-hmm. And it's not an expensive... if I'm asking for a $1,000 item on a $1,500, bill,
sure,
that'd be one thing. I'm asking for a piece that seriously can't cost more their cost of $2.
Okay.
You know?
Wow.
And paid a couple hundred dollars for the stairs. I mean, they weren't cheap.
Mm.
So anyway, just the frustration. And people want to do business, but, you know, and you've got somebody, he answered the phone. See, they actually made the effort to call me back.
Would have been so easy at that point.
Yes. Mail it out. Oh, let me take your information real quick.
Mm-hmm.
What's the model number? What's this? Blah, blah, blah. What's your address?
Yeah.
And they should be able to, well, anyway.
They could bring up the order if you gave it to them, just like they want you to go do.
Right.
And see what it is.
Well, maybe it does. Yeah. I don't know how that works with Amazon, but I get it. Amazon pushed me to them. They sold the product. Mm-hmm. Okay. I just need this part. Just send it out.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at you and your logic. Stop it now. Come on.
Well, I've worked at an electrical supply house, drove a forklift, had to fill orders.
Sure.
Every once in a while you get one back. Oh, this was the wrong thing, or this person was shorted this or whatever.
It
here,
happens.
Take care of it here.
Yeah.
Not that hard.
No, it's not.
But they try to make it hard. The Democrats, what are they up to now?
Oh, my.
Well, what's in their playbook? Trump is evil.
Yeah.
Trump is racist.
It's a Nazi.
Now Trump is kidnapping non-white. That falls in with the racist thing. He's kidnapping non-white people and throwing them into concentration camps. Yeah, that's from former MSNBC host Tiffany Cross. She said that Tuesday on CNN. Hey, I don't have a gig on MSNBC, but can I get on and hurl lies about the president? Can I do that on your air? They're like, yeah. Yeah, we need somebody like that on the air all the time.
I mean, nobody's going to hear it, but come on in.
Yeah, it's like,
wow.
How's that playbook working out for you, you idiots? Anyway, I'm not going to help them. So, no, good job. Good job, Tiffany Cross. Good job, CNN. Yeah. Plenty more to come on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam!
Ohtani, inevitable!
Walk off, baby! This is the best!
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.